Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
That's right, bitches.
We got a full house tonight.
Yes.
Or today.
Everyone's back in the same place.
Yeah.
It's good.
Here we are again.
We got Starfire, E.T., Big Dan, and your old friend Charlie here.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, E.T. Hey, Starfire.
Hey, Big Dan, Charlie.
Starfire. Hey, how's
Starfire.
It going, Big Dan?
Hi, E.T. Hi, Big Dan.
E.T., how you doing?
Hi, John Boy.
Haven't seen you guys in a while.
I know, it's been
at
a
least
while.
You two. Besides, I know all about Big Dan.
We've been bonding, like...
Yeah. Good night, Ned.
We've spent many...
Hi, Grandpa.
Many an hour together watching some candy. We watched Candyman.
God damn, that's a scary movie. Yeah.
Cabrini Green.
Is that the one where they say it three times?
Yeah, yeah, and I know what's on the other side of my bathroom mirror, but I'm still scared of it. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm scared of what I see just without saying Candyman.
You live in fear, though.
Wake up and go in there and
I do
yourself.
Now after watching that fucking movie, man. That guy, he'll get you.
He'll Candyman your ass.
And then he'll just make you look like a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's the shitty part about it.
Yeah. You have to be... Okay, in order for Candyman to attack you, though, you have to be... covered in blood and wielding some sort of weapon.
Brandishing a weapon.
Yeah, so like whenever you know the cops come, which is imminent and almost immediate, you will be taken down and prosecuted for your actions.
What is the deal with the word brandishing? What is the actual definition of that word? Is it just showing something? Let's look up brandishing on the internet. E.T.'s got his live phone that he can look
I've
this up.
I've got my dictionary app.
All right. Yeah. Dictionary app, that shit. I don't know. It's a strange word.
It is weird.
What is it to brandish something?
To brandish, yeah.
It sounds like polish.
Yeah. I'm just brandishing this.
Right.
Just bear witness.
But it's really to, like, display in a blatant manner, right? Or, like, have it, like, out and in front of you where everybody can see it, right?
I believe so.
Well, if you use it in the noun as a noun... It's the act of waving.
The act of waving. I'm just... Hey.
Oh, so it's waving.
Well, there's enough to use it as a verb. Move or swing back and forth.
Okay, but waving is a verb.
And there's another verb.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Exhibit aggressively, i.e. Okay. Brandish a sword.
Exhibit aggressively. That's,
okay, so that's the one we're looking for.
That's kind of what we were thinking right there. Exhibit aggressively.
So like
that sounds like it could possibly apply to like Salvador Dali or something. You know,
yeah,
like he's exhibiting something aggressively.
Or I had a friend in high school that used to brandish his cock a lot.
Yeah,
just exhibit it aggressively.
Just say, look at this cock.
If you ladies aren't doing anything, I'll be brandishing my cock over there.
So, E.T., you went on a big, long trip. Dude, I guess we kind of talked about what you did on the last podcast.
Yeah, though. I went on a little sightseeing trip. Well, a little business, a little pleasure. But Nashville, and then I went back to Tulsa for a while, or a couple days. And I went to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, which I highly recommend to people. It's a great place to go get away for a couple of days and do nothing.
Why is it? What makes it so good to do nothing there?
Well, it's in the middle of the Ozarks, and it's like a little mountain town.
Is there always mist in the air and the smell of clean laundry?
They call it like Little Switzerland.
It's just the
architecture, and there's a lot of bed and breakfast.
It does kind of feel like a mountain town.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ozark I've been there mountains,
once. Yeah,
you know, not like snow capped mountains, but.
But like hillbilly mountains.
Are they all socialists?
Everybody. Every last one of them. Or communists. Some of them are communists.
Yeah. When I was in Florida, I went and...
Yeah, how was Florida? Tell us about that.
It was good. There was a lot of good food to be eaten. I had, what do you call those things?
Fish?
Swordfish?
No.
Tofu?
No.
Coconut?
Yeah, you can catch some good tofu out there in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. Tofu tacos?
Yeah. But
put some Starfire hot sauce on it?
It's burning your asshole good, you know.
Yeah. Ooh. But I had clams.
Ooh, yeah.
What do you call those? Oysters.
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 Were they raw or were they cooked?
Oh, they were raw, and they were pretty.
Did you put some lemon on fierce. Them, Hose?
I did put a little bit of lemon, some Starfire hot sauce. Mm.
They didn't take that from you when you got on the airplane? Oh, I gave you the small travel size bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can look for that.
3 ounces.
That's right. That's
all you need.
Mm-hmm. That's really, you need like half an ounce, and that will burn your asshole for sure.
Yeah.
You just need a thimble full.
Don't you even try to bring an entire bottle of gel on an airplane. They will treat you like you just...
You just fucked the dog, yeah, right in the middle of it.
Exactly. Has this happened to you before?
Yes, I had to abandon my entire... Like, I didn't know about this.
Was it your DOP kit?
Yeah. It was my bathroom set.
Your toiletries?
Yeah, and I had, you know, gel and shampoo and, like, not cheap stuff, like the expensive stuff, because my mom
is a
barber. No, but it was like Biolage stuff, which is like, you know, it's like $20 a bottle, unless your mom's a barber and she can get it at discounted prices. But like, to sit there at 7:30 in the morning, having to wait in line for an hour, then having to ditch my entire bag of...
That's what happens, man. That's what happens.
I've had to get rid of some stuff
before. I'm not flying anymore. I'm not going to do
it. When all this shit first happened, I was doing some shit where I was flying a whole bunch, and I got on a plane with a pair of scissors that was like a pretty big pair of scissors. I could have killed the motherfucker if I wanted to.
You could raise some real hell with a pair of scissors.
Yeah, but the dude...
Slash all like, the electrical wiring.
The people in front of me got hassled for having, you know, some sort of mouthwash or something. You know, some shit that was... Oh, you got too much liquid here. And they didn't pay attention to me, the dude with fucking scissors over here, you know.
Who looks mildly like a Muslim.
Yeah, you know, I could stab these motherfuckers. I mean, it's not like I would do it, you know. I'm not a goddamn terrorist, but...
But you might be. You could be.
You know. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fucked up thing about this whole security thing. There have been people who get through with, like, guns and shit.
Oh, yeah.
The shoe bomber.
Yeah. It's just another way to take away your dignity.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was told one time, well, there was a stretch there. Every time I flew, I got pulled aside.
I got pulled aside this time.
And you they said I was on the list.
Ooh.
Were you on the list, Charlie?
No, it was random. But.
Did they do that with like the little bunny rabbit ears, quote, fingers?
No. But
this is a random.
What was crazy is the dude right in front of me got pulled aside too, and then boom, it hits again right when I get through. They're like, "Oh, yeah," and I was like, "Okay," but I did. I mean, they didn't pat me down or anything. They just did the thing where they rub your hands with the moist towelette, but it's not moist, but it's a little square of a paper towel, and put it in the machine that acts like it actually does something. And they're like, "What we're looking for is just one beep." If there's a bunch of beeps, we got problems. That's what he said to me.
Bunch of beeps are going down, motherfucker.
bunch of beeps. I take this pistol I got and I shoot you right in the head in front of God and everybody.
As if you're carrying typhoid fever on your fingertips.
No, I guess it's to test if you've been handling bombs.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I just got through manhandling a bunch of bombs. I was actually brandishing an AK-47 in the parking lot.
Well, a good prank to pull on your buddies or your girlfriend or whatever you want to do, your wife, your children, a good prank to do if, you know, they're flying somewhere, if you're around them before they fly, put a loaded weapon in their carry-on bag.
They love it when you do that.
Yeah, a loaded gun, just right in their carry-on bag, without them knowing, and then it'll go through, and they, you know, they just, it's a good time it's for everybody.
Good, clean family fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a good time all around.
put a note in there that says, like, yes, I...
Had a good time hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
It's the gift that can give for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, they make, like, underwear and, like, bras and stuff that have, like, lead, or maybe not lead, but some kind of thing that the x-ray machines can't see through.
Yeah.
And so there's people that, like, I guess sell that shit. And they also have, like, messages. So whenever they try to put you through these, like, x-ray body scanner things, you're like, hey, fuck you, TSA agent. It just like says it on your shirt.
That's awesome.
I just that's stupid though. I mean, yeah, that's begging for a shakedown.
It is. And there's some that have like little, there's like boxers that have like a fig leaf that shows up like over your chin. It's pretty comical. I bet they get a kick out of that
shit. I like Adam.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam and Eve.
And I think there's some with just like...
You may know him better from his significant other, Eve.
Oh, shit. I could just see that fig leaf. That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't know what website that is, but I'm sure Alex Jones could point you in the direction. Yeah.
Fuck with the TSA.com. Break it down. Touch this. You better get hype, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down.
Yeah, but so Steve Jobs died, everybody.
That was weird.
It's sad.
It's just like all of a sudden people started tweeting about Steve Jobs and everybody on Twitter tweeted about Steve Jobs.
So I thought this was funny. I was watching Fox News this morning, and Steve Jobs died yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And
well, last night.
Yeah.
It was announced last night.
Yeah. And so they're talking about it on Fox News today, and they were talking about this whole Occupy Wall Street thing for like 30 seconds. And they were like, well, we got to go back over here because we got to talk about this breaking news with Steve Jobs. And I was like, well...
Who's Steve Jobs?
He invented the computer or something
He's a co-founder of Apple Computers.
The iPhone 4S came out yesterday.
Yeah, and he died the same day it came out, I guess.
So, but they were... I thought that was crazy because I haven't heard anything on there really about this whole Occupy Wall Street thing. And they arrested a shit ton of people yesterday.
Yeah.
And they said 30 seconds about it. And then they were like, oh, there's this breaking news about Steve Jobs. Well... You know, it's not really breaking news, I guess, but I mean.
Yeah, it's strange. Everything's strange. Okay,
explain to me this Occupy Wall Street. My friend Sammy, actually, he lives in Brooklyn now, and he took some pictures of it, and I got to see him.
It's basically one of those deals where people are protesting Wall Street.
It's
nobody really knows what.
It started. The poor people have had it.
Yeah,
The middle class have had it.
There's several movements for protest against just the fucked up shit that's going on, and with every movement, there is some sort of political figure or somebody who tries to take over and make it their movement.
Yeah,
you know, and that's kind of I think what's about to happen with this whole Wall Street thing.
But it escalated 2 weeks ago. They were out there. Some people were just some local people were out there doing that, and there wasn't a whole lot, but above them on a balcony, a lot of the Wall Street big execs were out in suits and stuff, toasting them with champagne.
Those motherfuckers. Like that.
That's I would love, I mean, I respect that. This. I honestly respect that because that's funny.
Yeah. It was showing the news out there toasting them.
Well, I mean, I hate Wall Street people just as much, but that's funny. You know, you got to give it to them. That's funny.
It's funny because they know that it doesn't matter. This protest is not going to really affect change. It would it would take something that has to do with the money that they're making that would affect change. You know, people in the street saying this is fucked up, they don't give a shit. If people said this is fucked up by not buying their products and not investing in these
companies,
that
would be a big deal.
That's when these people would say, holy shit, we got to change.
But they're like macing these people though. I mean,
oh yeah. And that's just how big cities treat protests now, any kind of protest. You have to have a permit to protest. Mm-hmm. And if you're protesting about something that the city doesn't want you to, they won't give you a permit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they arrest everyone. And
so
they,
what's the point of protesting?
Exactly.
That's bullshit.
Well, and that's what in communist Russia and communist China, you have to have a permit to protest.
Yeah, so let's move to Russia, everyone.
You know, I mean, that's where the facade, you start to see all of this capitalism, democracy versus communism and socialism. And it's really no different. It's all, there are all these isms that are all the same, you know.
Botulism?
Yeah. Communism, botulism, yeah, it's all the same.
I believe, did you see the new, it was on the news yesterday that 1 in 3 soldiers in Iraq or Afghanistan say we need to stop these wars. They're worthless now, and we need to concentrate on things back home. Have you seen that? So I think even with the Wall Street stuff, I think this is a, I mean, you might think, well, nothing's going to happen. But I think this is a really delicate time.
Yeah.
Because I think people, I mean, people are poor now, and they're getting poorer, and the rich are getting richer. And
Herman Cain is now leading in on the polls.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, he won the Florida straw poll. That was it. Now they've bumped him up.
Well,
yeah.
That was it. That's all he did.
Really?
What do you think about Herman Cain?
I like him. I don't like him like I like Ron Paul, but I like him.
I think that he is pretty badass. My main thing with him is that he was not a politician. I always listen to talk radio. There's a guy who comes on in the morning. His name is Neil Bortz. He's based out of Atlanta, and he's awesome, and he just talks shit on everybody. Like, he's great. He's libertarian. He's hilarious. And
what's his name again?
Neil Bortz.
Okay.
And Herman Cain used to come on and sub for him whenever he was out, like, on vacation or sick, and I loved listening to him, and, like, he was just telling it how it was, and he was not on either side ever, and he was very just straightforward, and I've always liked him, and when I heard that he was running for president, I was, like, kind of stoked about it, and my cousin Sam was, like, really stoked about it, because, A, he's from Georgia, two, he's not a politician, he's got some good things to say, he does have, like, these weird ideas every now and then.
Like his 999
is weird.
And mine.
But, it, you know.
999 plan. Actually, it may work. Who knows? I'm just making fun of it.
Until they raise it all to 35, 35.
At least he's, like, coming out at this level and being like, I've got this plan that I can show you how it works. I can tell you how it works. He's not just saying, well, we need to get America working back
with
to work.
A bunch of bullshit.
You know, I want to see people driving Chevys.
You know,
I want to see people driving Fords.
Yeah.
You know, fuck you. You ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
I want to get Herman Cain in there and do something. Now, I mean, I could go on and talk some shit, but I'm not going to do it. I think Herman Cain is good. I am on the Cain train, if you will.
Yes.
Well, I like how they all the rest of them are just like, what are you going to do to get the economy? Well, we're going to repeal Obamacare. That's all they say.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's all a bunch of talking points and a bunch of...
And then people are like, woo! Repeal them shit! And
let's clap and spit on our gay soldiers.
Yeah.
Down in Texas, we have the death penalty.
I mean,
we use it.
Yeah.
I mean...
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Aristotle... Got laughed at a few times, but I mean, look at him. Look at his career.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Aristotle.
Did you see somebody sent me this, you know, the Dos Equis guy?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a picture where it says, you know, because he's always like, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis. It says, I don't always vote for supervillains. But when I do, I vote for Rick Perry.
Yeah, man. Seriously. Oh, man.
He's a shady motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
To put it mildly.
He is a complete freaking... I mean, you can just see it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You can just see the evil in him.
He reeks of douchebag.
Yeah, he does.
And he's been the dictator of Texas, you know, for like a decade or longer, you know. So he just feels like he's entitled to all this fucking power, and it's... sickening.
He's just creating all these jobs. Well, I want to know where my fucking job is. I went to school for 5 years and got a bachelor's degree in advertising. I can't get hired at a fucking Jimmy John's to drive.
Where's Big Dan's job, Rick?
Yeah, Rick.
Another Joker's in the White House. Said a change was coming round, but I'm working at the Walmart. Mary Alice in the ground. And all the politicians, they all lying sacks of shit. They say better days upon us, but it's sucking left on tip. And the preacher on the TV says it ain't too late for me, but I bet he drives a
This is podcast number 30.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. That's awesome.
And it's E.T.'s birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, Big Dan.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Thank you, Big Dan. Well, I don't know.
Happy fucking birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I got a present, too, from Starfire. Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
Woo-wee!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll have to...
That's a little amber piece.
Waves of grain there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amber waves of grain piece. Mm.
So, let's see. I had some topics somewhere that we were... That we could talk about.
Well, I don't think we hit on the Steve Jobs thing enough. A little bit, you know.
Yeah, I'm interested because I don't know who he is. I didn't.
Well, he invented. I mean, he basically was,
a fucking revolutionary.
He was a revolutionary. Everything Apple,
mm-hmm.
iPhones, iTunes. Fucking.
I heard an interview with him today, and he was talking about like he didn't invent the mouse on the computer, but the Xerox actually invented the mouse. And he went to a Xerox research facility and saw all these different user interface things and decided that the mouse was probably the easiest thing to use. And Apple developed, like, the Xerox mouse was, like, thousands of dollars, and Apple developed a mouse that was, like, $15, $20.
Yeah.
You know? And they took it from, like, three or four buttons down to one button, you know?
Yeah.
And they just totally revolutionized the whole computer world, and as far as personal computers,
yeah.
God actually invented the mouse for all of our listeners.
Yes,
you're right. I guess the first it was God, then it was Xerox, and then it was Steve Jobs with Apple.
He reinvented the mouse
because it's got a little tail.
I'm sick of buying all this cheese. What can I do?
Not many people can say that, you know. That's a revolutionary motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
And who knows what other things he's developed that they haven't come out with yet.
That's just bizarre, though, that the new iPhone came out.
Brain scan.
Yesterday. Because when that came out, they didn't say anything about that. I watched it on the news. They didn't say anything about it. He died at night. I guess last night, or
yeah, it was.
It was yesterday, but they didn't release it until, you know. Obviously, you got.
I heard about it like 7 or 8 o'clock last night.
How I heard about it was I have a Mac, or actually, I should say, Morgan has a Mac that I use, and you know, when you open up Safari, it just goes to apple.com, and it was just a picture of Steve Jobs, and it said 1955 to 2011. You know, and I was like, what?
You have a disease or something?
Cancer. I don't know what kind of cancer was.
Pancreatic cancer, which
that
is like not good. Inoperable.
That ain't no way to go, boy.
My grandpa had pancreatic cancer.
He had lung cancer.
He had a liver transplant like 2 years ago, I think. And then he stepped down from being the CEO of Apple and shit.
That wasn't too long ago. That was just like a month ago.
It was in August.
Yeah.
It was in August. And he, I guess he knew, you know, what was coming. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty sad. He was 56 years old. You know, that's not very old.
No, it's not. Especially now. And it shows.
Especially a dude that rich. You'd think somebody that rich could cure anything, but fucking pancreatic cancer, there's like no amount of money that can cure that shit.
Yeah. You can't Magic Johnson that thing.
No, you cannot.
Magic Johnson.
Say, man, I don't want to go that way. They told my grandpa he had lung cancer. He had like 6 weeks or something, or, you know, 2 months or 3 months to live. He didn't last 6 days.
Mm.
That shit just, you know, you see.
My grandpa, I don't know how long it was to where he, I think it was probably around 6 months that he, because they caught it early. But it was a whole big roller coaster ride of, well, he's going to make it. Well, we don't know now. Well, it's operable. Nah, it's too close to this thing. We can't operate on it, you know? And then I never really got that. I mean, I'm sure people who know more about it would enlighten me, but they said that they couldn't operate on it because it was too close to something that would kill him, and they might kill him. And it's like, well, this is going to kill him. So why not try to operate on it?
That's where that shit gets really tricky.
Yeah.
You know? Is you do one thing and it could kill you. And if you don't do one thing, that could kill you.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
I mean, we're all going to die at some point, you know? And so when you're in that kind of a situation, it's like, it should be just, man, whatever, you know, yeah, let's try it. You know, I'm going to fucking die anyway.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But that's a tough, tough way to go, man.
Yeah, man.
I like how we're talking about death on E.T.'s birthday.
It's a circle of life, man.
It is, yeah.
That's right, man.
The circle of life is...
We're all going to die.
And yeah. If...
Whoopee, we're all going to die.
Every one of us.
And if... I mean, who would really want to live forever?
Yeah, no shit.
I don't want to be
look like.
I don't want to be no Dracula.
Yeah. Imagine what the taxes would be.
If I live forever, I would listen to the Flaming Lips 24-hour song all the time.
Oh yeah,
that would just be the soundtrack of my life.
I wonder what it's gonna sound like. Like, I wonder how do
so,
you?
So they're going for like a world record? Is that it?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, the world record was, I think they said it was a 6-hour song.
Yeah,
they did the 6-hour song.
Six.
Oh. Yeah, they said it with it.
But yeah. Coming on later this year, Christmas or something, or mm-hmm. January or something, they're going to release a 24-hour song.
That's so badass.
But I think the Guinness Book of World Records they did was a 6-hour song.
They were looking at that like 6 hours. Shit, we could do that easy. Let's do that and then do a 24-hour song. And see who can top that shit.
Well, then you get into the...
I think the 24-hour song is for charity also. And if you donate money, a certain amount, you can get your name in the song.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, I don't even remember what I was saying.
No. Something about the 24-hour song.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just... I'm really interested to hear it. Because what constitutes a song?
How...
Making... Yeah, I love the Flaming Lips, but the Flaming Lips do a lot of ambient weird noises.
That's a good question. What is the criteria for it to be a... Where does it go from a song to an art piece?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
I think it's all relative.
Well...
It is, but in the Guinness Book of World Records is all relative. They exactly. make up the fucking rules, so...
I mean, Nico Case on their last album has... The last track is 15 minutes of crickets chirping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, is that a song?
No, that was how it used to be when I played back at the bars in Oklahoma.
Well, and that
this is...
This is
what Tulsa sounds like.
That was just
like.
Real life.
That is a song, you know?
Yeah.
Is it a song if it's 6 hours long?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Is I don't know.
It's just 6 hours of...
Sure it is.
It's a cricket song.
There's a band called Sleep, and they have this song. It's called. There's two versions out. There's one that's called Jerusalem, and then there's... another version of it, same song called Dope Smoker. It's just a different recording, and it's about Jesus going to the mountain and getting very, very high on pot and just like telling everyone, I am God. Yeah. But it's amazing, and it's just this hour-long song. Yeah. It's just like so like
what's
slow and dirgy.
You know, to me, it's... I mean, I think we're kind of chaining our brains down to the 3-minute pop song. I mean, whoever said a song was just 3 minutes? I mean, I think it's, if it's...
A song can be as long as you want it to be.
Yeah, if it's an hour song, if it's a song to you after 6 hours, it's a song.
It comes down to the word song. Like with like classical Western music, a song is typically a short piece of music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know? So when you make it 6 hours long or 24 hours long, it no longer becomes a song. It then becomes a symphony or an opus or,
right.
you know, some other word that classifies
a rhapsody.
That.
An epic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it becomes some other term that defines it other than song.
Let's listen to the definition of song.
Here's the definition: a short musical composition with words.
With words.
Mm-hmm. There's another one, a very small sum.
Wow.
So it's like song is becoming a measurement there.
Right.
A very small sum, like, oh, I got that fucking Martin guitar for a song.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's so, we should start using that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I always thought that came from like the broke-ass musician who's like, I'll sing you a song, you know, if you'll give me a fucking hamburger.
How much you charge for a blowjob?
I charge a song.
Bitch, I got plenty of those.
I got so many songs.
Two songs if your friend watches.
Dang. That's weird. I wouldn't want my friend to watch.
That was my weak attempt at the Lebowski.
I'd get...
Yeah, I got it. Or else he has to pay.
Performance anxiety. I'm just going to go find a cash machine.
Do you know how much I love the cranberries?
Oh my god.
I know, man. Me too.
The Cranberries, I ain't afraid to admit it. One of the best bands of the 90s. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. That band hit me like a ton of bricks.
Me too.
Oh, Big Dan's God.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, they were. Me too, man. I love that fucking band.
I really do. I like everything. I just like the vibe.
My mother.
Yeah.
Ode to Your Family.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great song. We might have to bring Ode to Your Family in on this episode. Skip.
And then Zombie is like, the guitars on it are so heavy, and just, but none of their other songs sound like that. I mean, yeah. They do, just not like with the specific sonic.
I mean, Dreams.
Oh,
that
man.
That song is killer. All Dude. Their hits, man. They used to play shit like that on the radio. Now, they would never play that. Even the Cranberries, stuff like that on the radio.
No.
I was in Florida, and Morgan's dad, we were driving in his car, and he had some radio station on, and Linger came on. And I just, it just washed over me, like, and I was just so happy that that song was on right now. And I was just, you know, it was just great.
I know, man.
They're great. I'm really into that style, whatever you call it.
Celtic background. Well, not necessarily.
It's just pop. Yeah. It's just good pop. There's a difference.
It's European pop, though,
yeah,
because
yeah.
pop music over here was different. You know.
Yeah.
Pop music in the 90s in Europe was. You had Ace of Base and that kind of shit too. Mm-hmm. You
but
know?
You had good pop music over here in the 90s too. Like what I would consider. You know, Counting Crows were sort of considered pop, weren't they?
Yeah, but they're more in the rock band scene.
I like that album.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
The album from Live.
Triple A. Yeah.
Live was a pop band. That's a good album.
Throwing Copper. That was great.
Yes, that was it.
Mm-hmm. 120 minutes on MTV was where I went to find out about music.
Me too, man. Yeah. I used to take showers, and I had this little... You know, when I took a shower, I had this radio in the bathroom that I would listen to. And I remember that Live song always came on all the time. That, what's the big one? The first big one?
I know what you're talking about.
Lightning Crashes?
Lightning Crashes.
I was going to say something about lightning. Yeah.
Yeah, it would come on all the time. And I remember when back then in the 90s, it was honestly worth it to call into, I would call into radio stations and request songs.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I would request the Stone Temple Pilots. I would request Pearl Jam, you know. And
yeah, people used to do that shit. I guess some people still do, you know. But
and they do it on smaller levels. And I mean, they do it in, say, Texas country stuff.
That's true.
But I don't know if you can call a big rock radio station and request a song anymore.
I don't even
know. You know what I mean?
I don't,
or a big pop radio station and request a song.
Because
you got to call Clear Channel headquarters.
Yeah, and
talk to the CEO and say, hey, man, could you play that fucking Cranberry song from the early 90s?
For old time's sake? I mean, it's better than most of the shit that's played.
And that would take you a couple of weeks to get a hold of that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, by then you don't even want to listen to the song anymore.
You got it on the internet.
Yeah.
You went to YouTube.
Well, do you remember, like, on the pop radio stations back when you was a teenager, I mean, before you was old enough to drive and all that stuff, that they would have on Friday and Saturday nights, man, they'd have like a teenage show on the pop, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody would call in.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Request for the love or whatever, you know.
I requested so much Boys to Men when that shit came out. Man.
Boys,
close your eyes.
Oh, dude, that first song.
Boys to Men.
Boys to Men.
Yeah. Another Bad Creation. Do you remember those guys? Those little kids?
Yeah.
Crisscross.
What was the one? Informer.
You know, send me some Yakubayam.
Keep on going down. What was that? Who was that?
Snow.
Snow, yeah.
Snow, yes.
I was about to say white something.
White Snow. White dude that looks like dude from 90210.
And mine was like, come on, Eileen. Ooh, I swear.
That's a badass song, too.
It's fucking awesome. Dixie's Midnight Runners. Is that what it was?
Dixie's Midnight Runners. And they break into that. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
The safety dance.
Oh, man. Do, 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 do,
the little midget on the video. Awesome.
Man,
where is music gone?
God, music sucks now.
We're getting.
Nobody has any. Nobody's got, you know.
We got Justin Bieber, baby.
Well, I mean, it's you know.
That's what I was going to say when we were talking about the TSA earlier, you know, and they ask you those questions like, have you handled any bombs recently? And, well, I did touch a Justin Bieber record earlier. You know? I don't know. If
I did hold a copy of Geely on DVD.
Yeah.
That was considered by many to be a bomb.
For sure.
I just wish that we still lived in the 90s when everything seemed like attainable and real and...
Yeah.
Right.
Not like someone else was running the show.
The economic prosperity of the 90s.
Like everything was ours, you know? I feel like everything was for you and not... And now it's just like you're being forced a
to
bunch
listen
of bullshit.
To yeah.
It's like, I don't turn on the radio. I don't have FM in my truck. I don't want it. You know what I mean?
Now it's just music for the proletariat. Yeah. It's just shit that people aren't going to turn off.
It's just so... Yeah.
You know?
God, it's a fucking nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But... What is there's a band that I don't really like is, well, I used to, their first two records, Coldplay.
Right.
Those first two records were awesome.
Totally.
And I just heard, which I think needs to be the song of the week, Willie Nelson just did.
Oh, yeah.
It's The Scientist.
That was really
good. It's amazing,
dude. That was really good.
Wait. So what is this?
Willie Nelson covers this Coldplay song, and it's The Scientist, and it's just fucking phenomenal, man.
All right. That should be song of the week.
I respect Coldplay because... whether you like them or not, they're here to stay, I think. And there aren't bands like that anymore. Nobody is making more than like two good records.
And that's true.
I think there's a lot out there we just don't hear about.
Well,
you know, they're just,
that's the thing.
I mean, the
you
Black
don't
Crows.
Hear about them.
You educated me on... oh my God!
REM,
don't hit me. Yeah, REM.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I didn't know that they put out all the records that they did. I thought after MTV was over and I quit watching it, I didn't hear them anymore. And on the radio, especially,
they put out so many before.
The song
is
called "The Scientist."
Got
yeah. So "The Scientist" is no longer available on YouTube.
Aww.
Due to a copyright claim by Chipotle Mexican Grill.
Take me back to the start. Back and haunt me, oh well.
just shame for us to part. Nobody said it was easy. No one ever said it would be so hard. I'm going back to the start.
Yeah.
That was, it's just so amazing.
Shit motherfucking bang.
So this whole thing was commissioned by Chipotle Mexican Grill.
Really?
Yeah. You know, Willie Nelson's all about the farmer and farm aid and all that stuff.
And Chipotle is supposed to use organic and local farm stuff all the time.
Right. And so Chipotle commissioned this 2-minute video. I think it's 2 minutes. They commissioned this video that's all about the farmer kind of going into factory farming and realizing kind of how fucked
up. Let's go back to the start.
Exactly.
Man, I'll tell you what, there's something to be said when, because I'm really familiar with the Coldplay version of the song, you know, their song, but it's like when somebody like Willie Nelson or somebody like that, it just, he makes it so much more meaningful to me. You know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. When you get somebody like that behind a movement like this, you know, it gets people to maybe look at it in a different light and think, oh, well, somebody like Willie, you know, who has had a great history of supporting farmers and stuff, you know, gets behind something like this.
Yeah,
like,
that, and even the song, like, just, he just makes me believe it. The song, much more than Chris Martin, just... And it's a great song. The lyrics are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah,
just,
it's a well-written song.
Yeah, it's just, and just having Willie's broken voice singing it, and it just
and
makes you believe
classical
it.
Classical guitar.
And that steel is amazing on it. It's just so tasteful.
I like the tambourine.
Yeah.
Tambourine is where it's at, man.
I'm a sucker for that pedal steel, man.
Yeah, it's a great recording.
That's very beautiful. I'd only heard a snippet of it, but wow, that's...
It's a 5-minute song.
That's a beautiful... Beautiful version. Way to go, Willie, man.
I know, man. And he sang the shit out of it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I like how he takes it low for that chorus.
Yeah, nobody said it was easy.
And then he comes in there ripping on his guitar. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. God, no one else sounds like Willie Nelson.
You believe it. You can feel it.
He is,
like you're saying, Charlie. Yeah. Yeah, you believe it.
It's just like when, like, if I hear myself cover a Tom Waits song, I just don't believe it. But when you hear Tom Waits with that voice, like, it's almost... People say, even Bob Dylan, even people say, well, they can't sing very well anymore. But to me, they sound better than they ever have.
And yeah, you believe every word they say.
Because it's not just the voice, but it's this ability that's hard to put into words that they have.
You can hear the lines in their face.
They can sell this shit, you know, and it just like,
yeah,
you hear it and you believe it. It's like they're talking to you,
yeah.
You know?
And to all the young musicians, you know, if you don't fucking believe it, how can you get anybody else to believe it?
Yeah.
Yourself. Because those are musicians like that, like Willie and Tom Waits and Bob Dylan. I mean, you know the list, and you fucking believe every word they say.
Yeah.
Every note they play.
Lady Gaga.
Don't judge.
For sure, man. I fucking love Lady Gaga, man.
I like that you like Lady Gaga.
I do, man. She's pretty badass.
But I don't think young musicians would be listening to this shit, right? Because it's explicit?
Lady Gaga's a big fan. Yeah. She listens to this all the time.
Well, I'm just saying that was Willie. I want to put together a list of songs that I want Willie Nelson to record.
Yeah, that would be badass.
You know what I mean? And have
like another Stardust or
yeah,
man, yeah. If you haven't heard an album by him called Spirit, you need to fucking listen to it right now. It's amazing.
Ryan Adams did that one with him that was all covers. He did $1,000 Wedding. Mm-hmm. But man, as much as I love Ryan Adams, I thought that he didn't produce Willie very well.
Spirit. I want to hear this record called Spirit. I'm gonna listen to it after the podcast.
Here. But he did Willie on Songbird did Stella Blue. Yeah. And that was phenomenal, man. And he did $1,000 Wedding, the Graham Parsons song.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's great too.
And I can't remember what else, but his version of Stella Blue could have been so much. It was already good, but Ryan Adams had the Cardinals backing them up, and it just didn't translate with Willie. It translates with Ryan doing it, but it didn't translate with Willie doing it, because he just rocked, and Willie doesn't rock. You know what I mean? It's Willie needs to lay back and have
that Coldplay shit fucking rocked, man.
Well, it did, but it was still slow and sort of laid back rock. You know what I mean? They were doing this big, like, you know, a lot of distortion on the guitars, and when you hear a bunch of distortion, I love distortion.
AC/DC kind of shit.
Well, just sort of definitely
Willie Nelson.
I'd love to hear T-Bone produce.
I
would love.
Has he not?
I think he has, man.
Today.
Yeah, today.
Right now, right here. Yeah.
I mean, Willie's what? He's got to be up almost 80.
He's almost 80, yeah.
Yeah,
he's almost 80.
He needs to do just sort of one of those things, or fuck, do the whole Rick Rubin thing and do nothing but acoustic shit. And
yeah,
you know,
I would love that.
Like Johnny.
I want to hear an album of Willie originals, man. It's been so long since he's done anything like that. He just does covers and songs he's already done like a million times. It's like, all right, we get it. The light, turn out the lights, the party's over. All right, awesome. Write another song, you know? I mean, he's only got like 2,400 songs or something like that.
Yeah, he's got quite a few.
So
he's a wreck.
He can do whatever he wants to do. I'm just saying, I, as a fan, would like to hear some songs that he is writing now. I mean,
yeah, me
surely
too.
He is. I mean, he's
got not be, though. He may just be like, man,
fuck it, I'm not gonna write anything better.
What's the point? There's no need for it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we went on for a little bit after that song, but that's all right. We had some stuff to talk about, but
worth it.
There you go.
That's the podcast, kids.
Nice casting, boys.
Yeah.
Good to have y'all back.
It's good to be at the end.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Yes, and tune in next week, folks, for another super exciting podcast.
More biscuit like malt flavors.
Episode 31.
That's right.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us. Thank you.